We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Lamed Aleph in the Machon Shalem edition, Mem Vav in the Mishor edition, Pei Dalet in the Mosadar of Cook edition. The Ran had been discussing how could it be that Yaakov purchased the rights to the firstborn from Esav? How come that was a fair deal? And the Ran had explained that Yaakov and Esav both recognized on this day that Esav was not the continuation of Avram and Yitzchak. On the day where the great-great-grandfather Avram, their amazing grandfather Avram Avinu, the whole world admired him, and Esav couldn't care less, to the extent where Yaakov is preparing food to help Yitzchak, their father, and the day that the grandfather died, and Esav says, let me have that food. And when Yaakov sees that, so Yaakov says, okay, you want the food, you're obviously not interested in the family heritage, let me be the continuation of the family. And Esav says, great idea. Esav says, you know, I'm not continuing my father's footsteps in my line of business where I'm a gangster. I gain nothing by saying I'm a son of Yitzhak, a grandson of Avram. So I'm not interested. I don't benefit from being their grandson. I don't benefit from having the name of the family that I'm the continuation. So Yaakov makes him promise, and he said that the Ran brought in that Esav was such a gangster on that day, he sinned five terrible sins. The idea was that even in non-Jewish courts, when you have testimony that a person took a vow, it has more respect. So the idea was to back up the deal a little bit. Not that Esav could be trusted, that he won't turn back on his words. V'siter, she'Yaakov natan alechem v'anezid le'Esav, v'samach b'nafsho b'ma she'milak reiso. The pasuk recounts how Yaakov gave him the food, the lentils, the bread. And Esav was happy because he had a full stomach, uvizah b'chora. And he mocked the rights to the firstborn. Even after he left, he didn't regret his foolishness, his evil heart. Lemor ma'asiti. Esav didn't say, oh, what did I do? Ve'umro, that's what the pasuk says. Vayochal vayesht. Esav ate. Esav drank. Vayakom vayelach. He got up and left. Vayivez Esav et habechora. Esav mocked the firstborn, the rights to be firstborn. Klomar. That's what the pasuk stressing. Even after he left, don't think that Esav, he sold it for a bowl of soup because he was hungry. Even after he left, he was happy with the deal. He said, oh, I got a good meal. That's why we don't find Esav complaining over the deal. Only later, when Yaakov takes his blessing, then Esav says, Shamar et bechorati lakach. He said, you know, he took my rights to the firstborn, and now he took my blessing too. Pinfol alav tluna, nag'a alibo, gilgel lakol. When he had a complaint, something did bother him, then he started saying, and not only that, he did this too. Metzorav shazekir, and you have to add to that also, that at that point, Esav recognized, shakesho shel Yitzchak im toldotav, that Yitzchak's connection to the next generations, davar rav ha'erech meod, that's a very worthwhile thing. Now suddenly Yitzchak is nearing his death. Suddenly Esav has second thoughts about the sale to the rights to the firstborn. Now that Esav is faced up with what it means not to have those rights, that Yaakov will get the blessings and he won't, suddenly he realizes, wait a second. Those who get Yitzchak's blessings, they will inherit the land. That's why now that he lost his blessing, then Esav says, wait a second, he took my rights. Until that point, Esav wasn't worried about that. Now that it was playing itself out, now that Esav saw, I'm really going to lose by this, now he wasn't mocking the family anymore. Metzoraf ki beit ahi haya min 60 shana v'yoter. You have to add to that that at that point he was already 60 plus. V'kasher baz elea haya nar chasar lev ben 15 shana. And when they made the deal, he was still a foolish teenager, 15 years old. V'lazeh baz elea v'natna b'mchir adashim o b'kezem male lo nitvaresh b'katuv. And that's why he mocked the rights to the firstborn. The pasuk doesn't tell us if he got money or he only got the lentil soup. It could be like the one whose opinion it is that he also got money for it. The Ran explained earlier.
בעל הסדר ויעקב עשה ראוי על הדרך שפירשתי. Nonetheless, now we understand that it all makes sense. Esav came in after murdering, raping, declaring he doesn't believe in God. He did 5 terrible acts on that day. And he comes in and he sees Yaakov preparing a meal for his father. He knows Grandpa Avram died. What does he do on that day? He rapes, he murders, he says, I don't believe in God. He does 5 terrible things on the day his grandfather died. He's not at the Levaya. He's busy doing other things. And when he walks in and sees Yaakov preparing the soup to give their father a meal when he comes back from the burial, he says, let me have that soup. Yaakov says, you bum. Where were you at the Levaya? You weren't there. Esav says, I don't care. I'm going to die anyways. Everyone dies. Avram died. I'm going to die. What's the point? And anyways, I'm a gangster. I'm not a part of this family. Pious Avram. What good does it do me that I'm called after Pious Avram and Pious Yitzchak? My reputation is that I'm a killer. Yaakov says, okay, if that's your way of life, then sell me your rights to be the continuation of the family. Esav says, no problem. Give me the bowl of soup, you could have it. Yaakov either agrees to pay him or doesn't agree to pay him. They make a deal. Esav's happy with the deal. Yaakov's happy with the deal. 45 years later, when the deal plays itself out, when Esav suddenly sees, hey, I want the blessings from my father. I want to be the continuation of the family. Then he has remorse. But not a minute after the meal. It wasn't that Yaakov took advantage of the situation. For years, Esav didn't care. 45 years later, he's 60 years old, he's starting to see how it's going to play itself out. Then Esav says, wait a second, he took it from me. He didn't take it from you. You didn't want it just like he did want it. And it's not that Yaakov wanted something he didn't have a right to. When Yaakov saw Esav's behavior, Yaakov said, it's not right, he should have it. But it wasn't that Yaakov was sitting there envying Esav, I wish I was the firstborn. Meim kol ze, nonetheless, en safek shekasher heshiv esav ha'inyan elibo v'sara me'alav ruach ivim asher biyatatu satam et Yaakov al ze. And nonetheless, undoubtedly, when Esav started thinking over what happened, he didn't care. But nonetheless, when he calmed down, this was another part of what caused Esav to hate Yaakov. Ki kmo shudbuach im al inyanim menugadim, mamshichim meyut heotut. Just like we described earlier, that Hashem made the brothers of completely opposite natures. Hashem purposely created Yaakov and Esav in utero. They couldn't stand one another. How does such a thing happen? It means that their nature was conflicting. There were things in their DNA's composition that just repelled one another. And this caused that there would be me'ut he'otut. There would be less things in common, less things that matched. They wouldn't shtim together, as they say in Yiddish. Just didn't fit. Ordinarily, twins have a great relationship. Hashem made it that Yaakov and Esav, they were the antithesis of one another. Verov sina, Hashem made it there would be great enmity between the two of them. Kenim shechuma sehem machniim Esav biYaakov. Just like Hashem made their natures diametrically opposed, so too Hashem made their actions that would cause Esav to hate Yaakov. Ki im neyot Yaakov lo paal vasaki masher oila. So even though Yaakov only did what was right here, in kol zed rachavu maasav Esav bao beinyan asher kimat afilu. His actions with Esav at the end of the day were to a point where even the dead would feel pricked by it. The Ran is using poetic form. And certainly an angry person like Esav, when he'd get such a rough end of the deal, he'd be upset by it. Ubefrat dvar inyan habchora sheYaakov pita uvayeft. And especially when it comes to the rights of the firstborn, where Esav felt, he tricked me. He convinced me. Yaakov said to Esav, do you really want to be the continuation of the family? You want the name of Avram Avinu on your shoulders? Esav said, no. I don't want that. I'm not going that way. I have no gain from that. At the end of the day, Esav said, wait a second. He got me to sell him the firstborn.
the rights to the firstborn. Mikol makom kvar askim bo midato v'tlunato l'nafsho v'chamso al atzmo al dvar habracha makni yoter meod miyuchal seito she'achar asher esav kiva leitbarech mipi aviv asher orirahu beze. Nonetheless, he says, you know, when it comes to the blessing, that aroused Esav even more, because who could take such treatment from a brother? Esav was anticipating being blessed by his father. His father invited him to the blessing. Said, "Come, I want to bless you, son." Lo shnitu rehu me'atzmo. Esav didn't come in and say, "Dad, I want a blessing." Yitzchak calls Esav in, and in spite of all that, Yaakov elakach birchato. Yaakov waltzes in and takes his blessing, and they're not little kids; they're over 60 at this point. This is something that would certainly arouse a person and cause hatred between brothers. And at the end of the day, it does seem very strange, and we have to explain what happened here. And that's where we'll pick up next week, trying to understand what really happened with the blessings. How come Yaakov did come in and take the blessings?